brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex, who's working on other projects today. The guy never quits working, super busy. We've got a huge lineup of news for you today. The world continues to veer towards insanity, it seems. We've got three, maybe even four, hard-hitting guests lined up for you throughout the show today, including James Stewart. And Rawsome Foods is now history. It has been disassembled, sold off, sanitized, eliminated from California. So the bureaucrats there think they've won a victory. We're going to have James Stewart talking about that. But even bigger issue is what this means for America and the government's assault on farms and food freedom. I want to thank you for joining me today. I really put the word out about this show and the focus on the government's assault on farms and food freedom. But of course, we're going to cover much more than that. In the third hour, for example, we have attorney Dale Carson joining us. He's a former FBI agent and also a former South Miami cop. He's the author of a book called Arrest Proof Yourself. He's an expert on how to not get arrested, which is a very important skill today, given that the police are sometimes anxious to throw people behind bars. And we're going to find out why. It turns out there is kind of a point system, a tally system that they use where their careers advance if they can arrest you for a felony crime. Even if you never get convicted of it, the cop still gets the points or the tally for having made that arrest, regardless of the merits of that arrest. So Dale Carson will be joining us in the third hour. In the second hour also, we've got Mark Baker from bakersgreenacres.com. He is the farmer whose pigs are threatened with being shot by the authorities in the state of Michigan, who have decided that now all these backyard pigs are so-called feral pigs, and they've threatened to go in and destroy these herds, these livestock, all across the state. So we're going to have some thoughts from him. He's a veteran of the United States Air Force, and many veterans are getting extremely frustrated and wanting to speak out more about what they see as government intimidation and tyranny and oppression aimed at them. Now, in another case that exemplifies the abuse of government power against American citizens, we're also going to be covering the breaking news that's just up today about Andrew Werdes. He's the backyard chicken man from Roswell, Georgia. And Andrew took his life, set himself on fire, set his house on fire with himself in it just, what, 2 weeks ago. Roughly March 26th, I believe, was the day after being intimidated, oppressed, abused by government authorities there in Roswell, Georgia for many years. We've got a timeline of events, how the bureaucrats there escalated the events and threw him in jail and resulted in his home being looted, his chickens being poisoned, all his valuables being stolen. And then they tried to take his land as a green zone, even though they are the ones who were causing the flooding that affected his land. We're going to have that story, more details for you on that coming up right here on the Alex Jones Show. Plus, all that and other breaking news. We've got news about the MIT prediction of the post-industrial crash of the human population. Alex covered that a bit yesterday. We'll go into more details on that today. We've got dental x-rays linked to brain cancer. We've got the natural health products bill in New Zealand that would now criminalize you for making a cup of herbal tea. That's right, a $50,000 fine for brewing up a cup of herbal tea in New Zealand. So you see the suppression of medical freedom is happening everywhere around the world. We've got more news on the honeybee population collapse. I know Alex covered that a bit yesterday. We'll go into a little more detail. News about pink slime, how to survive the modern world in the event of a crisis, and much more. All of that is straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. So don't go away. We will be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Alone. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It is Tuesday, April 10th, 2012. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in for Alex today. Thank you for joining us today. We've got a huge lineup of not just great guests, but also breaking news on the freedom and liberty front. As always, pushing the boundaries of awareness and awakening so that we can help people actually stand up for their liberties and freedoms right here on the Alex Jones Show. It's sometimes it's difficult to know where to even begin with the news. We've got, again, piles of news here. We're going to get right into it. But I want to mention the overarching theme here first. Number one, we are under chemical assault in America today. By chemical assault, I'm talking about the SSRI drugs, which Alex covered yesterday in some detail, which the LA Times even found the courage to write about the soldiers being drugged with SSRIs and other psychiatric drugs leading to violence and mayhem and murder. And that's an absolute fact. That is something that I've been harping on for years because we've seen the school shootings, we've seen the violence, we've seen the death. And normally the mainstream media doesn't even cover the psychiatric drugs that are involved. So I don't have a lot of nice things to say about the LA Times, but kudos to them for actually covering that over the last few days. And especially thumbs up to Alex for covering it here on the show. It's not just the chemical assault on humans, it's also the chemical assault on the insects. Why does that matter? You might be laughing. Why does that matter? Well, the honeybees, of course. About one-third of all the food that you eat is pollinated by honeybees. And without those pollinators, of course, the food supply collapses. literally just collapses in one season. And three new hard-hitting scientific studies have come out recently within the last just couple of weeks, two of them just in the last week, that all but prove a link between these pesticides, these chemical synthetic pesticides, and the collapse of the honeybees. Now, I know there are other issues involved, such as the cell phone towers. There's electromagnetic radiation and interference and so on. GMOs probably have a role in the collapse of the honeybee populations, but now we know for sure that the pesticides do. So we have this chemical assault on humans and on insects affecting the food supply. And at the same time that's going on, we've got all the GMOs out there, which is just another form of a genetic assault on humanity. And then at the same time that's going on, we've got the Obama administration and the government attacking all of our liberties and all of our freedoms. And I believe, based on what I've been reading and the research that I've been doing, remember, I work 16-hour days at Natural News. I'm the editor there, in case you don't know. So I work just like the guys here work, Aaron Dykes and Alex Jones and Kurt Nimmo. Everybody works so hard doing the research. I believe that there is an agenda to destroy America's economy, to take over America, to centralize all the resources. I mean, we saw it with not just the attacks on the farmers, which we're going to be covering here on the show in great detail with our guests, but also with Obama signing that March 16th executive order that takes over control of the farms and the livestock and the seeds, the farming equipment, the food processing equipment, just seizing control over that. We saw the remember Senate bill last year, what was it, 501, the Food Safety and Modernization Act, that is still set to unleash a wave of inspectors all across the country to come in and start fining people and arresting people for growing gardens and having the wrong setup in their garden, in their home garden, in their farm situation. And then this story, we're going to cover this today, the city of Roswell, Georgia, a total abuse of government power that led to the death of Andrew Wurdies. Andrew was a backyard chicken farmer. He is now dead, having taken his life after being abused and tormented by the regulators there in the city of Roswell. This just makes me so sick, because this is a guy I think we could have helped if we had known about this. Remember, you've heard the saying, InfoWars saves lives, right? You know that. InfoWars covered Julie Bass, the Michigan gardener who was facing jail time. Charges were dropped. InfoWars and Natural News also especially covered Marianne Godboldo, the Detroit, Michigan mother who refused to drug her daughter with psychiatric drugs and then was subjected to a SWAT team raid. All the charges were dropped against her, even though they alleged that she fired a warning shot at the police to try to defend her home and defend her daughter. They dropped the charges. Why? Because of the public attention brought to the issue. But this man in Roswell, Georgia, Andrew Wurdies, is dead today, because we didn't know about him, because we couldn't get to him quickly enough. We couldn't bring attention to this issue quickly enough. We couldn't bring attention to the bureaucrats there at the city to tell them to stop their tyranny, to stop what they're doing, to stop bullying these innocent citizens to the point where they feel like they have nothing to lose and they want to kill themselves. And this man did kill himself, Andrew Wurdies. He's dead today because of what these bureaucrats in Roswell, Georgia did to him. And we're going to go into more detail about that on the show today. And it really, I get incensed about this, because we are under assault in America. And what we saw there in Roswell, Georgia, was this example of what I called right here on the Alex Jones Show last year, trickle-down tyranny, which was when the federal government becomes tyrannical and oppressive, then those ideas, those dark, evil philosophies of stealing people's freedoms and oppressing the people and laughing about it and having fun as the people suffer, those ideas trickle down into the local municipalities. They get down to the state level. They get down to the local county level and the city level. And then those bureaucrats think, well, we can act like little devils too, that we can just oppress people and we can use our sick power, their ego-tripping, egomaniac power, to go after their political enemies, people that don't bow down to them and lick their boots. And that's what we saw in Roswell, Georgia. And that's why that man is dead today. And we see it over and over again. Here's a piece out of Courthouse News Service right here. A woman claims the cops ran off with her baby at the hospital. She was waiting for a hospital nurse to find someone to remove the hospital identification bracelet and from the baby as a last step before leaving the hospital. And then the police officers there, this is Maryland, the MPD officers appeared and, quote, forcibly separated her from her baby, causing injury to her hand. And then they ran down the corridor in the hospital with her newborn son to the nursery while blocking the mother from following her child. They then forced the mother to return to her hospital room where they stood guard so that she could not leave. She claims after about 2 hours, a nurse told her that Child Protective Services, of course, had approved the separation. You see how this works? And then she was forcibly escorted out of the hospital without her baby. You see how that works? First, they call the cops. They make up some excuse to take your baby from you. And then, oh, they call in CPS if you don't totally go along with it. And then the CPS can take state custody of your child and force them to be vaccinated. We saw that in Pennsylvania. Just, what, 10 days ago, a mother was forced out of the hospital. She had to sleep in her car in a Walmart parking lot all night long so that she could then come in every few hours and breastfeed her baby, which the hospital staff and the CPS staff allowed her to breastfeed. Oh, because they're so generous. After stealing her baby and after forcing the baby to be vaccinated against the wishes and the will of the mother, they then allowed her to come back in so that she could breastfeed. Oh, aren't they so gracious? Yeah. What? How wonderful these people are. But these are the overriding themes of what we are seeing in America today. We're seeing runaway oppression, tyranny, intimidation of the people by agents of the government, both state and local and at the city level, as we mentioned. And then we're seeing this chemical assault at the same time. So these two themes, I want you to keep these in your mind as you listen to the Alex Jones Show today. We're going to see how these themes weave throughout the stories, the news, the narratives, the guests that we have on today. In every one of these cases, you're going to see these two themes becoming even more and more apparent in your mind, because this is what's happening: an assault on our freedoms, a destruction of our economy, takeover of our farms and food, and a complete government takeover of your individual rights as parents and your individual liberties, just as an individual, just as a person. I'm a little angry today, as you can probably tell. Look, I like to come in here and do satire from time to time. We do jokes sometimes, you know. We make fun of the global elite and the New World Order. And I just, things are getting so serious. I can't even get into that space anymore. I can't find humor right now. I'm sorry. I don't know. All I feel is outrage at what's going on. And I hope and pray that we're not going to descend into some kind of violence. And we're going to have Patrick Henningsen on in the second hour. He's an Infowars.com reporter, and he's going to be talking to us about the escalation of the so-called race war. And it pains my heart to hear the talk out there of the Black Panthers and these people out there, the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons who are spewing hate speech and inciting hatred and inciting the kind of violence that they claim to be against. And they're inciting it. And if white people were out there or radio hosts like myself or Alex were saying those things on the radio, they'd be arrested immediately. Why is it okay for one group to say those things, but not another group? Why can't we all just chill out? We're all 99.8% genetically identical. We're all brothers and sisters, literally. It's not black versus white. You know what it is? It's the people versus the power elite, versus the corporate controllers, versus the government controllers. And they know that they win when they get you and I and people of different skin colors and people of different religions to fight against each other and start a shooting war between each other. They win. The globalists win. And that's why you can't be manipulated by it. You've got to stay calm. You've got to maintain your emotional control. Don't pull out the guns just because you have them. We've got to de-escalate this situation. In every case here on the Alex Jones Show, you've heard Alex and others call for nonviolence, for peaceful resolution and restoration of law and restoration of the Bill of Rights and restoration of basic human dignity. That's what we need in America today, not more race wars. Stay with us. We're going to cover more news right here straight ahead. This is Mike Adams on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on Tuesday, April 10th, 2012. We are fired up here at the InfoWars Studios in Austin, Texas. And guess what? We're joined right now via phone by Alex Jones himself. Alex, are you on the phone with us?
Yes, coming to you via my cruddy cell phone. You were just so on fire in the last segment, I had to call in because you're absolutely right. But the reason we're getting hit from every angle is because we're more aware of it now, and because the enemy knows that we're waking up and is desperate to clamp back down on us. But I just want to say this. When you mentioned the article of him taking the woman's baby, I mean, that was in the news. It happens all the time now for not vaccinating. Folks, you have to understand, there is no law. The police are so brainwashed by Child Protective Services that it's just a planning slash eugenics group set up in the U.S. around 1950. It's outside of the regular courts. And all over the place, they're taking children and vaccinating in public schools during the H1N1 3.5 years ago. We were getting reports from parents everywhere in Alabama, Texas, New York, California. They were shooting their kids up. And then it came out that indeed, oh, it's an accident. We shot up hundreds of kids whose parents had said no with the H1N1 on record that made them sick and reduced their immunity and had all these extra viruses in it. I mean, all that's come out. All that's been admitted. So it's a hoax that it's good for you. It's a hoax that it's the law. But if parents don't know what they're doing, or they think you're poor and ignorant, you're black, Hispanic, white, doesn't matter what color you are, Asian, but they think you're poor and ignorant, they call in police. They say, we believe this is a bad parent because they won't vaccinate, even though there's no law. And the state takes your child, shoots it up with a bunch of stuff. I mean, understand, we're now into 1 in 50, 1 in 60 or so, depending on the actuary, with autism. We are a society collapsing. There's a video report I did up on Infowars.com last night when I was on RT, where I broke down the fact that the Club of Rome, through an MIT report, has come out and said at least 50% of us, in some actuaries it's worse, will be dead within 20-something years because of the total collapse of society. They're engineering it, folks. You've got to realize that this is happening, and the system is desperate.
Alex, there's another element to this, too. Remember, when the state steals your child and vaccinates that child, they have their vaccine courts where you can't take it to a regular court. You can't make a claim,
right,
but the damage is on your shoulders as the parents. You have to pay for the vaccine damage.
And they admit it's happening. So what's happening is this hoax is coming down. And so parents start saying no. In fact, many areas, California, more than 70% in the highly educated counties are saying no. So then they pass a law saying, we'll shoot your kid up without telling you. These are criminal, out-of-control tyrants, just like the Soviets and others. And it's real, and it's happening. And in closing, the system is getting desperate to be publicly having NBC that it takes to make George Zimmerman sound racist, to have the Black Panthers, the new Black Panthers, saying, we're angry there's not a race war. Get it going. The system is desperate to get us fighting with each other because the bankers want to sit offshore and rob us. The enemy is Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and crony capitalism. That's the opposite of free market. They are the enemy. That's the problem. That's who's setting this up. That's who's pushing this whole thing. That's the problem. And so the system knows that this is all coming to a head. And in closing, that Patrick Henningsen article that's at Infowars.com, because he's a real journalist like you over at National News, he has talked to the source inside the prosecutor's office and said the decision has been made not to even try to go to the grand jury and then it's going to be a no bill even if it does, and that the media knows that and is still trying to play it up so when it comes out there's a bunch of violence. That is criminal, and that's what the whole New World Order prostitute media does. When Nightline comes to visit me, or MSNBC, or the Southern Poverty Law Center writes articles, they say we're inciting violence when it's the opposite. This is the hoax and the fraud of these enemies of America, these offshore propaganda arms trying to cause a civil war here in America that's going to get a lot of people of all colors and police and fire department people killed. This is going to be an absolute disaster, and these terrorists are preparing to try to launch a race war in this nation to play us off against each other. This is such a giant magnitude. And Mike Adams, I'm so honored to have you sitting in for me. You do such an amazing job. God bless you. I know you've got some more news coming back from break, and then one of the guests that's been persecuted. But this is real, folks. The government is trying to force inoculations on children and taking them away when there's no law. That's kidnapping. And that shows how brazen these crooks are and how far this tyranny's gone. But they only do it to folks they think are poor and ignorant, showing the premeditated evil of this, ladies and gentlemen. So speak out and expose it. Mike Adams, thank you so much for sitting in today.
Thank you, Alex. No, you're exactly right. You're right. You're 100% on target with that. Look, the system attacks you, Alex, when you call for restoring the Bill of Rights. Somehow they equate that with calling for violence. That's absurd. Yet they allow these race wars to escalate and escalate, leading to shootings and killings that they know are going to play in their favor. They're the ones pushing violence. We're going to keep telling the truth right here on The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, got a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's going to be a fascinating show right here. Thanks for staying with us here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com, where today, in fact, we have a special InfoWars edition of news posted there. I hand-selected all that news for today to just really support the InfoWars mission. We've started to use Aaron Dykes' research as a source in our own reporting. Aaron Dykes, Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, the amazing InfoWars.com news team, are now just, they are generating the just amazing news, for example, about the paralysis being caused by the vaccines in India. Even though India has been free of polio, now the nation is suffering from widespread paralysis caused by the vaccines themselves. That was a story by Aaron Dykes, and we have cited Aaron Dykes as a source on that. So there's a lot of cross-pollination going on between InfoWars and Natural News as we all try to cover this and bring you the information that can help restore liberty. Now, in this segment, by the way, we do have James Stewart joining us in just a minute. He is the Rawsome Foods founder, one of the founders, the operator there who was thrown in jail, tortured by L.A. County. There's a lot more to that story. You probably heard much of his story. He's going to be talking to us today about a lot more, about what his experience being intimidated and being arrested and tortured by the bureaucrats there in L.A. County and Ventura County, what that means for the nation at large. He's got firsthand experience and is going to lend us some insight into what that means for the future of America. But real quickly, check this out. You know how you collapse the honeybee populations? You feed them corn syrup laced with pesticides. That's the additional news that's come out. And in fact, in order to remember, I was talking about these pesticides, these neonicotinoids is the class of pesticides that has been found yet again to collapse honeybee populations. The way that they simulated that collapse in the lab was to feed the bees corn syrup with that chemical in it. There you go. Check out more stories about that on Infowars.com, by the way. I know they're posting stories right now as we speak. I want to bring in James Stewart with a quick background. Just so you know, James Stewart is the Rawsome Foods guy. He's been called the California milkman by the judge that reduced his bail from the $1 million level down to $100,000. He spent 8 days lost in the L.A. County jail system. They sort of lost him in the system. They flooded his jail cell with raw sewage. They subjected him to hypothermia, to denial of food, basic starvation, to involuntary medical procedures and tests, had him shackled in chains. And what is his crime? He was distributing food to infants and children, and many mothers there in California were using Rawsome as a distribution point for the raw goat's milk that they were feeding their babies because they couldn't breastfeed. So we're talking about basic nutrition for humanity. We're talking about basic human rights. And they destroyed James's food distribution point, and he now faces many years potentially in prison. The case is still pending against him. He joins us by phone. Thank you, James Stewart, for having the courage to speak out and join us once again here on the Alex Jones Show. Are you with us?
Good morning, Mike. Yes, I am.
Good morning, James. I hope you're fired up, man, because I don't know about you, but I'm sick of the oppression. I'm sick of the way they treat farmers and people like you who are providing real food to real mothers and real infants in America. I've just had it, and I want to be an optimist long term, but in the short term, it just feels like we're all under attack. What are your thoughts on what's happening in America today based on what has happened to you personally?
Well, the first thing I want to say is, since when did being involved with food and on top of that high quality food become an act of terrorism? I mean, really, that's really the question. And we asked for a long time when we were initially under attack from different sources, you know, who's authorizing it and for what purpose? And of course, we still don't have a real answer. Although, as you know, many people who, and there might be some new people on here as well. A couple of years ago in Massachusetts, there was another food club that was closed, and basically the FDA, who was sued, had to answer their questions because they were sued. And the bottom line of that was is that you and I and the public have no right to decide and what we're going to put into our own bodies or our children's bodies if the FDA has the ultimate authority.
I remember that statement by the FDA. Shocking that we don't even own our own bodies, in essence. In fact, remember, the FDA has gone after women who are pumping breast milk to sell it to other women who can't breastfeed, so they're helping to save a child. They're being intimidated by the FDA. The FDA basically says you don't even own your own body fluids.
It's insane. And, you know, we see it every day. It's not just with Rossum or, you know, Farm to Fork or, you know, Hershberger or all the other people out there. They're doing it now with pig farmers and the state of Michigan. And, I mean, it's everywhere. And so at this point, it's hard to understand why people can't actually see that their actual freedom of choice is being removed.
Well, I think part of that, let's remember that the mainstream media hasn't really even covered your story. I mean, did the Washington Post, did even the L.A. Times, they didn't report how you were tortured in the L.A. County jail. They didn't report that at all. So I think the mainstream person out there who's watching CNN or Fox News or whatever, especially since they canceled the best show on there, Judge Napolitano, it's watered down now, and the people don't see what's really happening. So it's like, how can we even expect the mainstream people out there to have an understanding of the reality of what's going on?
I completely agree. The mainstream media is, I don't think they're asleep. I think they're part of the problem, as you and I both know. So, you know, at this point, by the way, Rossum is gone, and the property has now been returned to vacant land. So all of the so-called illegal structures and the community has now been completely wiped out.
No, James, I got it. You know what? You know what your problem is, James? You're not black enough.
If you were black and you were running Rawsome Foods and they came after you with guns, the entire African-American community would be up in arms over it. You're too white. That's the problem, James. You're too white, so the media won't cover it. You got that?
Yeah, well, you know, Mike, I hate to bring, and I just refuse to bring race into anything because, you know, Rawsome was a community in which was open to everybody, and it didn't matter who you were, what you ate, or anything else, and that's the way I still want it. And, you know, I don't know if what you said is true. It probably is a little bit, but I'd rather not, you know, bring up that subject because I'd rather be inclusive rather than exclusive.
Well, no, you're exactly right. I was not trying to be exclude anyone. What my point was that the media is very selective in reporting who is being oppressed. So a white guy like you selling raw milk gets no media attention. But if an African American had been running that operations and sheriffs came in and put them in handcuffs like they did you and tortured you in the jail and put guns or brought guns to the scene, then that would have been made into a much bigger issue. Let's be honest about it.
I probably can't disagree with you, Mike. And, you know, that's one of the other, you know, divisions that are going on out there. They want, you know, people to be divided so they can't form a beautiful alliance with each other. And I appeal to everybody, especially in this the industry that we're in, the health, alternative health industry, whatever you want to call it, I appeal to people not to fight each other, but to join forces with each other. Even if you respectfully disagree with the person that you're in, you know, that you are in competition with. You know, that's the main reason why corporations are basically probably behind all of this, is because they're trying to eliminate the competition. And you and I both know that sales of pasteurized dairy products, pharmaceuticals, and whatnot are in the decline.
Yes.
And why they're in the decline is people have decided to take charge of their own health.
I agree with you completely, James. And in fact, you know, I wrote a story last week about freedom is based on tolerance, that we have to de-escalate violence, that we have to be inclusive of other people's views and other people's behaviors, other people's choices, even if we don't agree with them. So I know you and I are on the same page with that. I'm a little bit angry at the complete unfair treatment of a person like you being, who was so oppressed, who was so mistreated, who's now even now facing decades in prison potentially, and a total media blackout on it. Because I guess what your story doesn't fit their agenda.
I get it, Mike. You know, and I myself, you know, I'm appreciative of you in that article, by the way, in which we have to have tolerance of others, you know, otherwise we don't have freedom at all. And that was a very well-written article, my friend, and I really appreciate it.
Well, let me take a deep breath here, man, because ultimately I know you and I are both optimists. I know you and I both believe in restoring freedom, restoring the republic. Let's talk about that for a second. You and I were on the phone just the other day talking about the difference between a democracy and a republic. There's a film out there on YouTube that explains that. I think it's only a 10-minute film. It's very important. James, what are your thoughts on why we need a republic and the restoration of law to put these tyrants in check so they can't just run rampant over everybody?
Well, first of all, real law. I mean, a republic is based on the rule of law. And, you know, that's what most people don't know. But they're actually now the other force out there, they're actually trying to make people like myself and you and Alex Jones and others look like anarchists when we're actually just the opposite. We're totally into the, you know, government and the right form of government that's controlled by laws, of course. But when they get out of hand with which they're done now, this is not, you know, we've become again what many other countries around the world for thousands of years have become, and that's an oligarchy and whatnot, where a group of people are controlling it, and it's not a republic. People are not protected any longer. And a republic, if you actually go online and you just type into YouTube democracy versus republic, the first video on there is amazing. It's so well done, you know, that it informs us about how it all really works and what's going on in the idea of government. And I urge people to educate themselves. But, you know, right now I think that people need to stand up. I think people are in fear, Mike, and I'm hoping that they'll get over their fears because, you know, they're only creating their own demise by not putting anything into action. And I don't mean that, you know, meanly or whatnot to people. But, you know, that's the reason why. You know, Ben Franklin said, you know, I gave you a republic if you can keep it. Now, why did he use the word if? Well, maybe he was suspect even from the beginning whether people would actually take charge and responsibility for keeping the republic. And as we view now, it's not happening.
Well, he was a student of history. He saw what happens when power always gets corrupted, always becomes more centralized. Everybody in a position of power or every organization of power, whether it's a government or a union or a city council, every body of power wants to grab more power. It's actually like a nation of cancer tumors running around. Cancer tumors work the same way. They try to bring in blood vessels and bring in more nutrients so they can grow and become more powerful. So we're looking at a cancerous government ruling over the people without honoring the rule of law that's set out in the Bill of Rights in the Republic.
Yeah. Well, you know, when they start calling people like myself terrorists, and I never used the word myself, but sovereigns, and, you know, any time that they can grab a hold of a term or a word and use it against us because one person out there who claimed he was decided to do something in violence, which I never advocate at all, then they can use that word. So, you know, we have to be careful as a mass of people not to actually do things. I don't believe in violence. I believe in nonviolence. So, you know, I believe that all we have to do is take back the power that we've so unwillingly allowed to not, you know, that we don't want to take responsibility, you know.
I completely agree with you.
All Russin was a community of people, like-minded community, a community of people that wanted to take the opportunity to obtain things that they couldn't find anywhere else. Now, why is that? And by the way, your comment about Judge Napolitano's show, Freedom Watch, being taken off is really suspect. You and I both know that. He did an excellent job, and I hope that he's back on someplace else.
Yeah, well, he was clearly getting very close to the target, right? Because that kind of the power in his voice and the issues that he was willing to cover is probably what got him kicked off the air. But I want to get back to the sovereign citizen issue, because when LA County took you into custody there and threw you in jail there, they then took you into a little room and had a mini interrogation of you, as I recall you relating to me. And then they accused you of claiming that you were a sovereign citizen and then put an armband on you, which, of course, echoes right back to Nazi Germany and the way those prisoners were treated there before they were hauled off to the gas chambers. And then you were subjected to extra torture, extra chains and shackles around your waist because you had this armband. Is that not correct, James?
Well, it is. Exactly correct, and I never mentioned the word at all, but no, that's what they did, and so they put a red armband, which meant I was a danger to the community. We're not talking about the community outside the jail. We're talking about they were saying that I was a danger to the community inside the jail.
Right, like you, the milkman, are more dangerous than the murderers and rapists that were also in there? Really?
Yep.
The gangbangers?
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. You know, I just find it ludicrous, but, you know, that it just shows you. I'm sharing these things with people so they understand that this is now happening to people out there. You know, I'm a perfect example. So, you know, I share those things without any, you know, try to not exaggerate at all. Yeah, they shackled me and chained me to a bench for like 6 hours in the medical pod. In the beginning, there was a nice sheriff or whatnot inside there that I appealed to, who not only was I shackled, you know, around my waist and whatnot, but then additionally in my hands behind my back for hours, but they also handcuffed me to the bench, which meant I couldn't move more than 6 inches in either direction for hours. You try that for a while, and, you know, without actually having to physically touch you and torture you, it's pretty torturous. And but this one guy came over, and he was a little confused as to why I would be, you know, shackled doubly. So he actually undid the handcuffs, so at least I could move on the bench a little bit.
Well, a little bit of mercy for you there by one of the prison guards. I've been interviewing small farmers around Texas, by the way. That hasn't come out yet, so I don't want to give away that whole story. But people cited your story, James, as a reason that they were afraid to start selling raw dairy. Now, I'm announcing this for the first time on national radio. I own dairy goats now. In fact, I milked goats before I came into the show this morning. We've got Nigerian dwarf goats that have super sweet milk, and we milk them twice a day, and they're just amazing little creatures, just a joy to be around, and I'm getting actual milk nutrition. I'm actually starting to drink raw milk again because I haven't consumed milk for a long time, a decade or more, and I can't, when I'm milking these goats and I'm seeing this milk come out, I can't imagine that this is a criminal substance if I go barter it with my neighbor. I can't imagine that I could be thrown in jail for this substance. And then I talk to these other farmers around Texas, and they say they're afraid to sell it. They don't want to get involved because they don't want to go to jail. So there is a suppression effect happening because of what they did to you. Do you think, James, that's part of the reason why they're trying to make such a big deal out of your case?
I absolutely do. I think they want to make examples of people. So they will force people into not wanting to move into a direction that their actual creativity is saying, I'd like to do.
Stay with us, James. We got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show with more on food freedom with James Stewart. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today, who actually called in and joined us for a few minutes in the last segment. We're talking with James Stewart, the founder of Rawsome Foods. Rawsome is now completely disassembled. It is gone. So Ventura County has succeeded temporarily in their mission to destroy a food distribution center and deny parents the right to acquire milk that they already own, because they own a portion of the farm, a portion of the cow, a portion of the goat, and so on. Now, I want to mention a note here as James joins us about authenticity. Authenticity is crucial when you decide where to get your information, who to believe, who to listen to. And these people in Washington, these people at the state capitals, and these people, these bureaucrats who live in these shining cities like out of Hunger Games, and they live in their offices all day long, and they never get out in the real world. They don't know what real food is, okay? Right now, you are listening to James Stewart and myself, who are two people who are intimately and authentically involved in raising our own food. I really do milk my goats. I really milked them this morning before I came here. I don't just say that, okay? I'll send pictures, or I'm going to shoot a video, actually, to show you what terrorists these little goats are, according to the FDA. But we don't just say these things. We are involved in raising our own food as much as we can. It is authentic. We know what we're talking about. James, what do you think about those people who sit in their palaces and comment on you and talk about how you should be criminalized, even though it's people like you who are producing the food that keeps them alive?
Well, this is very true. And by the way, I want to correct something. It is the county of Los Angeles that originally and most completely is the one that eliminated Rawson.
Okay, my bad. Sorry, L.A.
Ventura is part of it in a whole other way, which is also insanity. Their contention that I was involved in ripping off people is just insane. Everybody knows who I am on that level. But, you know, again, what was the question, Mike?
Well, just what you think about authentic food and how it's the farmers across America who are feeding the tyrants who are oppressing their liberties.
It is pretty insane, isn't it? I mean, you know, the people who actually, the blood, sweat, and the tears come from the people who are actually involved with their hands and doing something. You know, quite a few times people complain, they contended that they actually helped start Rossum. I won't mention names and whatnot, where they never put a finger into it. So to me, it reminds me of the same thing that whoever you want to call them, the bureaucracy, the other side, whatever, I don't even understand. And by the way, I have a really interesting piece of news for you that happened when I was dismantling Rossum over the last 3 or 4 days. And that was this. I was at the last stage of removing some of the shipping containers on the lot, and a black and white unit showed up, and I won't tell from what city, and I thought they were coming for me again.
The police.
The police. And instead they went next door to the coffee shop, and I happened to be standing on the sidewalk about 10 minutes later, and the two officers came out. One of them walked up to me and said, "Are you James Stewart?" He said, "Aren't you James Stewart?" And I said, "Yes." And I was thinking, now what? And he said, "You probably don't know me because I never came into your place dressed in uniform, but I was one of your members."
Right.
And he said, "What I think has happened here is a travesty." Now, I'm not going to mention his name or what city he works for or whatnot, but that just shows you that there are people, actually, there were many people inside government that actually were members of Rossum. There were, you know, attorneys and medical doctors and you name it. The list was long.
Hey, James, we're out of time, believe it or not. Sorry to interrupt, but I got to thank you for being here today.
All right.
Is there a website real quick where people can stay informed about Rossum?
You know, more through you than anybody else, Mike.
All right, well, we'll keep publishing the stories then, man. Naturalnews.com and Infowars.com. A lot gets posted there as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Patrick Henningsen ahead on the next hour and a lot more breaking news on the Alex Jones Show.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.